if we do our job right, we have no politics in water, but I don't know that we'll ever be able to get past that. We had a series of interim charges. Governor Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick came out and said we need to have a pretty involved and engaged interim session regarding water, surface permitting, groundwater, and state water plans specifically. During that interim, we actually added flood control to that because we were seeing some flooding around the state, and surprise to everybody, we don't really have a statewide water plan. It's left up to regional or municipals to do some of the water planning. A largely part of that is federal funding that kind of dictates some of that. So we kind of evolved as we went through the session with some other things that we felt were to make important. Specifically, the interim charges related to water, there were two water-related interim charges. Study and make recommendations regarding ownership, production, transfer of surface water, groundwater in the state of Texas. Study and make recommendations for including the state water plan. That first one there is one sentence that means a lot. You can imagine I've already purchased a flak jacket for next session as we have this debate about what number one means. And then number two, I think it was a really educational format in that we learned some things about the water plan. And the good news was is state water plan is good, works well to plan for the next record or drought. Texas didn't have a single city in 2011-2013 that went without water. So I could say that that was a success. That said, there are things inside the statewide water plan that I believe need to be dealt with in the next planning session. But the first one there is, truthfully, how do we remove the politics and put science in charge of that interim charge going forward?